Welcome to this podcast ONA news brief for November 20th, 2017. I'm your host, Alex, running solo for these news briefs until the show returns proper in January. We've had a good bit of news to run through, so let's get to it. First, there is some sad news to report. Hiromi Suru, the seiyuu of Bulma in Dragon Ball, among many other great characters, passed away on November 16th at the age of 57. The end of the latest episode of Dragon Ball Super had this tribute. Quote, Hiromi Suru-san, who voiced the character Bulma in the Dragon Ball TV anime franchise for many years, has passed away. Suru-san gave her courage and kindness to countless people of all ages, and we sincerely pray that she rests in peace. Our deepest condolences and sympathies go to the family of Ms. Suru and her associates from myself and everyone involved with this show and website. Funimation has announced their February slate of home video releases, and they've got a packed lineup in store for everyone. February 6th starts with two shows that are complete diametric opposites, and according to the Anime NYC crowd, appeal to different genders entirely. Keijo, yes, that show, is getting a combo pack and limited edition release with an art book and calendar. Also, Yuri on Ice, yes, that show, is getting a combo pack and limited edition release with a book of illustrations and interviews with the creators. And you bet I put my order in for this already. Both Yuri on Ice sets will also have the bonus Welcome to the Badness OVA as well. February 13th has four solid hitters, combo packs for Akiba Strip, Fairy Tail Collection 11, Season 1 Part 1 of Monster Hunter Stories Ride On, and Season 1 of Tokenrambu Hanamaru. February 20th has a combo pack release for Part 1 of All Out, the rugby show, and DVD and Blu-ray releases for the third part of Dragon Ball Super. And lastly, February 27th has a combo pack of Izetta the Last Witch, a sub-only DVD release of Scarred Rider XS, and a combo pack of Season 2 of Attack on Titan, both as a standard and limited edition release. Packed February, I tell you. Sentai Filmworks has also announced their March home video slate, starting on March 6th with a sub-only Blu-ray release of Girlish Number, then moving on to March 13th with the second Initial D film on Blu-ray, followed by a complete sub-only Blu-ray release of My Teen Romantic Comedy Snafu. March 20th has the second season of Chihaya Furu on DVD, Blu-ray, and in a premium box set. And lastly, March 27th has a release of the film The Life of Midori Gusko on Blu-ray. Are you worrying over the longevity of Toonami? Well, fear not, as Jason DeMarco, per an Ask.fm post, has stated that plans for Toonami are slated to go through until, at least, 2021. And the longevity begins on December 2nd, as Toonami will be moving its start time up to 10:30 p.m., with the inclusion of a new show at 11:30. So, 10:30 will be Dragon Ball Super, 11 o'clock will be Dragon Ball Kai, and at 11:30... yes, Black Clover, the show getting the Super Roman Reigns push from Funimation and Crunchyroll and Shueisha, and possibly Twitter and YouTube personalities that may have resulted in Tokyo Ghoul coming to Toonami. I won't name names. But at least dub Asta isn't as ibling awful as Japanese Asta, though. Be thankful. Gintama Season 4 is poised to gear up to the final arc of the manga, the Silver Soul arc, which will kick off in January. The end is nigh, everybody. Now we come to the Anime NYC news part of this audio, which won't be much, but there's a good bit in here. And we start with Viz, who had many announcements up their sleeves. Terra Firmaris will be available on Blu-ray in January, the first part of Sailor Moon Super S, or Supers, will be out on Blu-ray in April, but if that's not enough, Viz is bringing over the Mazinger Z Infinity and Infinity Force films in 2018. And if you want more My Hero Academia, they'll be bringing out the Vigilante spin-off manga in July. Sentai had a small announcement of their own, in that Legend of the Galactic Heroes will be available on home video in 2018. You know, no big deal. Sunrise announced that Funimation has acquired the rights to the Code Geass recap films. No real surprise there. G-Kids has announced that Verve and their Verve Select channel will be streaming a pair of films from their catalog. Mind Game from Masaki Yuasa and Studio 4C will be on Verve Select on December 22nd, with a theatrical run to come in February and a home video release to come in the spring. And Satellite Girl and Milk Cow, a Korean film from Jang Hoon-yoon, will be on Verve Select in February, theatrical run coming in the spring, and a home video release in the summer. And as an additional note on Verve, their new Verve Select channel is also streaming the films A Letter to Momo and Patema Inverted. And for those with iOS Premium access to Verve, offline playback is now available. So now you can watch episodes of My Hero Academia on a plane or anywhere where you'll have an actual internet connection. Quick note, this show is not sponsored or endorsed by Verve. I just like them a lot. Although we would like to be, wink. Now to get to some choice new releases of this week for November 21st. Haven't You Heard I'm Sakamoto is out on DVD, Blu-ray, and a premium box set. You know, it's the street date. New Game Season 1 is available in a combo pack. And Tales of Zestiria The Cross Season 1 is available in both a combo pack and limited edition release. That's it for this news brief. We'll see you back here on Sunday the 26th for the next one. As always, follow along in the links in the description, check out all of our other content, and most importantly, have a good day everyone, and have a happy Thanksgiving. Catch you soon!